from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I want to get back into the kicking stuff with the Lions. It's the big news of the day. Of course, you can make fun of John's ridiculous top 10 Olympic sports to watch list. No gymnastics. Swimming's 10th. Two versions of shooting. Two versions of volleyball.
You do you.
No track and field Jim, in any way, shape,
Jimmy,
or form.
James.
Okay.
We have some of the fastest runners in the world. They don't end up, their sports aren't on your top 10 list. You're not interested in watching them. Simone Biles, one of the great Olympians, are Katie Ledecky. They're hardly, if at all, on your list. Just anyway, we can get hung up on it. And if you guys want to call in and complain,
it's not about the individual. It's about the event.
It's about our
that's
great individuals who win gold medals for
right,
our
that's
country.
That's why I was reserved at bringing up individuals in that segment, because to me, this is more about the event. It's about, you know, it,
you're hitting us with the front of the chest, not the back of the jersey.
We're always looking for, you know, something that is as wholesome as can be. We're losing it. And the facade that was college sports.
Amateurism.
Right, amateurism. But it feels like the Olympics are kind of that last bastion.
Okay, there's your top 10.
About country.
And people can do with it what they want.
Sure.
Kicker.
Did you come up with any more Jimmies? Or Jims?
Let me look up some more. I want to talk kicker.
I do too.
Jake Bates. Not a John, not a Jim, not a Greg, not a Heather, but a Jake.
Yep.
Jake Bates, Lions kicker, by default, for now. Michael Badgley, you heard in the update, we brought it up when the news broke about an hour ago. He's done for the season. I saw Schefter offering a little more detail because you're like, wait, how's a kicker? What did he do? Adam Schefter says that it's a hamstring injury.
Wow, that requires surgery. That's a tough one.
Tore his hamstring Thursday in practice. Per a source, he will go on injured reserve and miss the season. It's a pretty big, pretty bad hammy injury.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Bates if he is the guy? Let's start there, because they may bring in another kicker for competition. We still haven't even begun the preseason for these guys to compete for the job. John, Bates was 17 of 22 in the UFL. He only missed one kick under 50 yards, and he made multiple 60-yard field goals. It appears to be a guy who can hit the easy ones and a guy who can, at least has the leg to hit the 60-yard kicks that the Lions didn't have a year ago. I mean, I wouldn't feel bad if this guy's the kicker to start the season.
I would feel very unsettled. And not that I was hoping that they would come. He would come out of this competition having won the competition. Not by default, not by injury, but had won the competition. So you see him, and you're going to get a chance to see him in three preseason games. Hopefully, there are situations where it's fourth and seven or fourth and one. And we know that Dan Campbell wants to go for it, but he needs to test his kicker in the preseason. If it's a 45-yard kick, it's a 55-yard kick. I don't care. Yes, if you're at the end of a half, end of a quarter, and I mean end of the game, and he has opportunity to kick a 60-yarder, that's a one-off. I don't want him or need him to do that on a regular basis. I just want to know that he can make the regular kicks, the ones that are going to help you win games, your 35-yarder, your 40-yarder, your 42, your 52. Those are the kicks that I want to see him do and accomplish with regularity at a very high percentage in the preseason, because that is not going to be as much pressure, but it's more than you're going to apply in practice.
How much of this is mental, the kicking position?
I don't know that there is a more that there's a group of athletes that are more in their heads than kickers. And I mean, you could talk about different, you know, every athlete, there's a mental aspect to it. Golfers in their golf swing. I know Greg is back there, you know, doing the golf swing. Mm-hmm. That might be one. But in the realm of football, confidence and the mental approach for kickers, you hear them talk about it all the time. That is one of the toughest things to do, is if you go out there and you miss what, let's say a 42-yarder, and then you're asked to kick a 42-yarder the same distance to win a game, and that already has entered your mind that I missed the last one, that's a tough position to be in. It's a tough thing to overcome. Now, you can talk about, you know, do they need to be cocky? Do they need to be arrogant? They need to be all those things. They need to know that I can make any kick that is required of me. But going into a season, and I've mentioned this before, special teams coaches, they're superstitious. They're over the top in regards to they want a guy that they've got confidence in that has done it before. Eventually, you're going to have new kickers. And this is the opportunity for the Lions to find the next best kicker. But going into a season, there's going to be a lot of question marks, even if he nails everyone in the preseason. He hasn't done it in a regular season.
So I think quarterback, clearly a position where, like, mentally you have to be able to put mistakes behind you. But the difference is you get a bunch of chances.
Right.
If you're a kicker, you miss maybe the one kick that you needed to make in a game and you don't get another chance for another week. Right. So there is this you have to have mental fortitude to be a really good kicker.
Yes.
I mean, the leg is the prerequisite. You don't get in the position unless you have a leg to hit 50 plus yards, and Bates does. But it's the between the ear stuff that, John, like, you're right. We won't know until he's put in those positions. Now, he's clearly competing or was competing for a job. There's pressure there. But the Lions envision themselves playing in the most pressure games of the season. It's a game in San Francisco in week 17 with potential home field advantage on the line, which would then mean you get to kick indoors as opposed to going outdoors, which is a whole different animal. You get the home games for your kicker, which may be home playoff games to go to the Super Bowl, which then means you're in the Super Bowl. And we talk about end of half, end of game. There's 2-minute drill. We need a field goal to win the Super Bowl. You just don't know until you're there. And there's not going to be a way to figure that out. Badgley hit a kick in the playoffs last year from 50 yards, and I think that's what people were hanging on to. That's gone now. That's out the window. Ticket texters have brought up Turner from Michigan. He's
signed in Green Bay.
So that's not an option.
Not an option.
So, I mean, guys will get cut as rosters trim down, and that's maybe the other way the Lions look to this position. If Bates is at all shaky in the preseason, they're going to be looking for kickers that get cut or don't make the 53-man rosters.
Well, and we've seen from Dan Campbell, like, what they did last year, right? There was a kicking competition going on all season long. They elevated guys from practice squads and sent them back down to the practice squad when they needed them or when they felt that there was a better option. When kickers are cut, because there will be kickers that are cut, I would not be surprised if, whether it's the second to last cut, the first cut or the second cut, there's only two cuts anymore, that they bring somebody in to just see and get a feel for, is this a better option in week one? And if they, I'm very unsettled with the fact that you've got a kicker coming in who has only kicked in UFL games. Nothing when he was with the Houston Texans. No game, extra points, or field goals. When in college, I think he had three different stops. All kickoffs, no attempts, not even a miss as an extra point or field goal kicker.
So okay, you said unsettled, and I understand that. The other side of this coin would be what the Cowboys have gotten, right?
Sure.
Brandon Aubrey was a relative nobody. He was a soccer player, yep. And he was nails for the Cowboys. So it's not a disqualifier for this guy at all.
No, there is tremendous upside. But it comes with risk.
Where are you guys at? John says unsettled. Are you confident or comfortable even if they don't bring anybody else in and it's Jake Bates as the kicker for the preseason, the regular season, and the postseason?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.